This is the Straight Truth Podcast, biblical answers to difficult questions from a Christian worldview.
Pastor, recently in my Bible study here at our church, I've been teaching through Genesis, and we are in the section of Joseph, the end of Genesis. It's really interesting and enjoyable to teach and to read. And of course, Joseph is known for these dreams that he has had and also his ability to interpret dreams. And that's part of what propels him to Pharaoh's right side, is that he interprets correctly these dreams of Pharaoh. Of course, he attributes it to God. Isn't God the one who gives the interpretation? So dreams play an important role in the biblical storyline. Think of Daniel as well. Even the mark of a true prophet in the book of Numbers. Moses says the Lord will make himself known to them in a vision. He will speak to them in a dream. And some people, though, distort this idea. They distort those scriptures. They distort other scriptures in the Bible and sort of take it to a whole nother level and say that this can be a kind of spiritual gift that one can have if they are taught the right way, this gift of dream interpretation. And now you often see this in prosperity gospel churches or these word of faith movements, churches like Bethel Church. And I'm going to say that church specifically because I was reading recently that they have began something called the Dream Life School of Interpretation. Which in that program that they have begun, they're talking about how God often speaks to people through dreams and inspiration and innovation and the Holy Spirit releases into the life the ability to know what God is doing in the secret ways. And apparently they have come up with a way in which you can get some education for how to do this yourself. It's really fallacious, honestly, when you consider it across the Old and New Testaments. So I'm not going to read everything about this about the school, but I just want to mention it that there are a lot of people that are led astray by that kind of thinking, and I wonder how you could speak to this as it appears in the scriptures. Does God speak through dreams like he did in Genesis or with Joseph or with Daniel or even Joseph in the New Testament with Mary's husband? Obviously, the angel Gabriel speaks to him in a dream, and then he knows what to do to take Mary as his wife. So, and if so, is there a way to interpret these dreams as they occur to us? What do you think about this topic?
I think that the what I see, Josh, when I look at Scripture is that, one, there's no doubt there God has spoken through dreams and visions, both in the Old Testament and New Testament. You see that. No, none of us would deny that. So the answer I'm going to give is not because I don't believe that God is capable of doing such a thing. Mm-hmm. He's done it. Mm-hmm. But what I find is the time when you had prophets communicating with people through dreams, through visions, that sort of thing, or direct words from God, it's during a time when the Word of God is not yet completed. Mm-hmm. So it's during a time in the Old Testament when the Old Testament revelation is not yet completed. It's during the time in the New Testament when the New Testament revelation is not yet fully come into being, which is why in the New Testament the apostles and prophets are described as the foundation of the Lord's church. You don't lay a foundation throughout the entire building. You lay a foundation at the beginning. Mm-hmm. And when the apostolic era passed, when the New Testament revelation came into completion, I do not believe that God is today communicating with his people through dreams and visions. He has spoken to his people in the Word of God, and now by the Spirit of God, the Word of God is understood and applied, and this is how God speaks to us. Mm-hmm. Remember that the test for prophets in the Old Testament was complete accuracy. Mm-hmm. If you said something in the name of God and it wasn't true, you were stoned to death. Mm-hmm. So if we took the dreamers and the visionaries of today and the prophesiers of today and held them to that standard, mm-hmm. we probably wouldn't even be asking this question. They'd be out of the way and we wouldn't have to worry about it. The standard is not partially right. The standard is not generally right. The standard is perfectly right. So that's a thought. Also, I would add that even during the eras when God has chosen to speak through dreams and vision, those things have been twisted by Satan to the harm of God's people. And so even then, those things were tested by the Word of God.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
So, for example, Jeremiah 23, the Lord says in verse 25, I have heard what the prophets have said who prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed, I have dreamed. How long shall there be lies in the heart of the prophets who prophesy lies and who prophesy the deceit of their own heart? who think to make my people forget my name by their dreams that they tell one another, even as their fathers forgot my name for Baal. Let the prophet who has a dream tell the dream, but let him who has my word speak my word faithfully.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He says, what has straw in common with wheat, declares the Lord? Is not my word like fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rocks in pieces? I mean, even as God acknowledges that there are legitimate dreams, what does he emphasize? Mm-hmm. He emphasizes his word.
Yep.
And while we tend to think of dreams, or maybe a school like Bethel thinks of dreams as something supernatural and like fire, God describes his word as fire, right? That word that we can read and hear and know, that's from God. We have no doubt that what we're hearing, when we hear the word of God, is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
But your dream, it can be the product of your imagination, the product of your dinner the night before, the product of the deceitfulness of your own heart.
Yep.
What do I have that is solid that I can stand on? The answer is nothing. So I believe that the era for dreams and visions has passed away anyway.
Mm-hmm.
We have the once for all delivered unto the saints' faith. This is how preachers are tested, by the word of God.
That's right.
This is how truth and error is determined, by the word of God, not by dreams, not by visions. Someone might say, well, I agree the word of God is in a different category than dreams and visions, but I think God might use dreams to guide us on practical matters, right? To give us insight into practical matters. And I would say, read the New Testament and find for me where you can find examples in the book of Acts where God used such a thing, but in the epistles, point me to the places where God's people are taught to rely on that for guidance. And the answer is you won't find it. You won't find it at all. Rather, we are taught to be being filled with the Spirit of God, to let the Word of God dwell in us richly, and to make our decisions based upon the Scriptures, applying that Word faithfully. That's what is prescriptive. We've got to be able to distinguish between what is descriptive in the Bible and what is prescriptive in the Bible.
Right.
We find where God has used such things in times, as I would emphasize again, His revelation was not yet complete. But what is prescriptive in that revelation is that we rely on that revelation.
That's right,
not on something exterior to it.
Even as you say that, I was thinking of Deuteronomy 4. And so this is after the dreams of Joseph. And now that they have the revelation of God on the mountain and the law of God, Moses exhorts them, okay, now listen to the statutes of the Lord and do them, and do not add to them. Do not take away from them. This is God's word to you. This is the word of God and what you should follow. There's no instruction about how to interpret dreams.
Amen.
Or even you just preached last weekend on the Transfiguration, and you mentioned 2 Peter, how Peter's like, well, listen, we were there. We were on the holy mountain. We saw the glory of the Lord. And then what he says right after that is, yet we have a more sure word, which is the word of God.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're not, thank God for the testimony of Peter, but we're not left just to the testimony of Peter, what he saw, which has been in Scripture.
Yeah. People want a vision of some fantastical sort of thing, but what we have is the word of God.
And we need to reacquaint our own minds and affections with the truth that what you hold in your hand is supernatural.
That's right, yeah.
I mean, you would not have this if God, Almighty God, had not led men by His Spirit in a way that though they were writing their own perspectives, it went beyond their own ability, and what they wrote down were the very words of God. God breathed words that then God preserved for us through the proliferation of manuscripts, that what we have now is certain. We know what was original. It's here. What a supernatural way that God has entrusted us with His Word. We ought to marvel at it. And I find the people who are caught up in dreams and visions and all that almost always are very, how shall I say this kindly, ignorant of what the Scriptures teach.
Mm-hmm.
So give your mind to the Word of God. When you can say you've mastered every part of this, then maybe there's something additional. But why don't we begin there? Master the Word of God.
Thanks again for joining us for this episode of the Straight Truth Podcast. Now, Straight Truth is listener supported. So if you'd like to find out ways how you can help us to continue to produce this podcast, you can go to our website and find out ways to do that, straighttruth.net. At that website, you'll also find links to all of our previous episodes and our social media channels. So be sure to check it out. Straight Truth is a production of Walking in Grace Ministries, the preaching and teaching ministry of Pastor Richard Caldwell. For more information, go to walkingingrace.org.